We pull up a spreadsheet, and on the spreadsheet, it shows every single day how many people agreed to leave a rating and review for the podcast, how many people came back to the podcast. So it was easy for us to go in and we could account for.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It is your podcast host, Adam Adams, your podcast coach. And on this episode, I want to share with you something, an epiphany that I had that can help you as a podcaster. And it is simply to track your results, to track and measure and look at what's going on with your podcast. So there's a lot of people, there's a lot of podcasters say, never look at your podcast statistics. They say it'll depress you, you'll cry, you'll quit your podcast because you notice those. But there's something that you can get from looking into your numbers. There's a few things actually. And one of them is to see trends. Is it going up? Is it going down? The next one is to understand which podcast episodes get a lot of traction and which podcast episodes get less traction. I'm noticing on my own podcast that a lot of the biohacking episodes that I've had have done a little less traction. And so then I'm thinking, should I be doing this? I'm getting some good results, some good feedback from my listener, and I'm getting some negative feedback from people that I've shared it with. And what should I do? And it's looking at these things to try to see, hey, which episodes are people really looking at? Which episodes are really catching the eyeballs and the earballs of my listener? And you can be doing that same thing. It's interesting because I was having this epiphany by talking to one of my clients. So we host our own podcast, but we also teach and coach other people how to podcast and how to grow their listener base, how to monetize their show, things like that. And as I was talking to one of our clients, they were asking, hey, what is it that you did to grow my listener base? How did that work? How did that happen? And can you show me how many people that came through your marketing efforts are listening to my podcast and give me ratings and reviews of my podcast? And how many of them are coming from my own efforts? Because it's obvious that he was doing a lot of time and attention on his own and helping him. He was making phone calls and asking people for honest ratings and reviews. And so he was like, he basically saying something like, I've called up 100 or 200 people and I've gotten like about 120 of these written reviews. How do I know if you even did anything? And my thought was, well, we measure and track everything that we do. And so we went in and we looked at, we keep a daily log every single day. We are taking screenshots of everything and we are looking to see how many ratings and reviews they got today, tomorrow, the next day, yesterday, the day before. And we had taken this information for him and through his podcast through the entire 13 months that we have been working with him. And so all we had to do was go in to all of our screenshots and all of our measuring and tracking, because that which we measure, we can change. That which we're tracking, which we're paying attention to, we can know if it's being affected or not. And so it was easy for me to answer that question of what is it that we did to help him. And so we look into our private message campaign. So we go to the manager and we say, hey, I need a report for the last 13 months on his podcast to see what we were doing and what was going on, who we were talking to, because we have names of everybody that we had talked with about his podcast in order to get in front of his right perfect avatar. So we pull up a spreadsheet, and on the spreadsheet, it shows every single day how many on the private messages, how many new private messages we started, how many replies we got that day, how many people agreed to listen to the podcast, how many people agreed to leave a rating and review for the podcast, how many people came back to the podcast, and which one said what. So we've got all the names. So it was easy for us to go in and we could account for 62 of those ratings and reviews, because in about a six-ish month period, yes, for 13 months, we're working with him, but the marketing itself happens for 6 months or until they get the result. He got the result in 6 months. So we stopped doing the paid ad part 6 months in. And so we look at those 6 months and see what the traction is. And he doesn't get a whole bunch of traction in the first month. That makes a lot of sense because it takes time to have these conversations with people in order to finally ask them about a podcast that they've heard of and which one we should listen to. We actually go in and listen to it. We offer feedback for it. And then later we say, hey, have you heard of this person's podcast? There's an episode that I'd love to share with you. And so we track every single time we're doing that. Obviously, like I mentioned, it takes a few weeks. It takes 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks until the people that we're connecting with on a more organic way, we finally end up, because it's a slow play. We don't ask for marriage on the very first time we meet somebody. We court them. We get to know them. We have a relationship with them. And later on, after they've given us something to listen to, then we share with them something to listen to. And we ask them what they thought about it. And if they say something really nice about our client's podcast, then we say, I love what you just said that with that. I bet, I'll just throw out a name, Sarah would be happy if all you did is copied and pasted what you just told me and make it a written review of her podcast. And if they say, yes, I'll do it, or if they say, if they ignore us, then we track that every single day. So we look at this, and most of the days there wasn't a person, you know, in 6 months' time, most of those days there wasn't a person that said that they would do it. But 62 people over the course of those 6 months from wherever, I think it was, I don't remember the first month, but I know it ended on November 22nd of 2023. So we look at this on November 22nd of 2023 is when the marketing ends, and we look to see how many people we talked to. We talked to 40 new people today. 20 people that we've already talked to responded. One person said that they would listen to the podcast. Zero people today said that they would leave a rating review. And then on the next day, one person says that they will leave a rating review. And so all we have to do is match up that person's name if they actually got a rating review. And we were able to account for 62 of the people that we talked to. It's about 30% of the conversations where they agreed that they would listen, about 30% or 31% actually said that they would rate and review the show with the nice thing that they already said. So we are able to see all of that, see if it's working, if it's not working, and we're able to track, are we always at 30% or are we doing better right now? Are we always at 30% or are we doing worse? If we're doing worse, then why? Is it have something to do with the messages that we're sending? Do we need to get in front of a different type of avatar? And so we measure and track all of that stuff. So for you, your podcast, you need to be looking at, hey, does this episode have more traction or less traction than my average episode? Does this month look better or worse than my previous months? And is my content changing? Is the questions that I'm asking changing? Is my quality of my guest changing? And as you measure and track that and understand what you're looking at, you're going to have a better look, a better feel for how to grow your podcast. So just look at the numbers, track the numbers, pay attention to the numbers, and do it on a frequent basis so you can see what's happening, see the difference. So if you want good results, you have to measure and track. So stop listening to the person who says, don't even look at your numbers. Don't look at anything until you've been doing it for 10 years. There's no point. You're not going to be able to monetize, they might say. Whatever it is that you hear is this common fallacy on Facebook groups, ignore it and start paying attention to your numbers. Start paying attention to when are you getting good results? When are you getting bad results? And think through, what are you doing differently in order to get those results? Is it different type of content? Is it a different guest? Is there one guest that everybody loved? Is there a guest that nobody loved? And focus on that, and it will help you to be able to make better decisions on growing your podcast tomorrow. I'll see you on the next episode.
By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.